Good morning, everybody. This is Carol Anderson, and I want to welcome you to my monthly teleseminar series, Secrets to Finally Attract and Keep the Partner of Your Dreams. So, you know, I want to start just by letting you know what an incredible group of singles you are to be on this call this morning, and I'm really very honored to have you as my guest. As usual, I want to take a moment to acknowledge you for maybe getting up early on Saturday morning and taking time out of your busy schedule, even possibly from family time, just to tune into this call. And I hope that you'll find this hour well worth it. You know, I believe it's so important for you to realize just how unique you really are for being on a call like this when many singles are sleeping in, boating, having fun, perhaps just looking for someone to hook up with or otherwise looking for either a quick fix or instant gratification. And instead, you're here because you're interested in finding something more meaningful in your life. And you're here because you want to learn about relationships, probably how to have a deep and meaningful, lasting relationship. And so I congratulate you. So before we get started, I want to give you my regular disclaimer that while the information I'm going to teach you all this year actually is very important, everything that you need to know and practice to have your dream relationship simply cannot be accomplished within the time frame of these 11 phone calls. Of course, knowledge is not the same as implementation of that knowledge. And we know how challenging it can be, taking something that we've just learned and actually putting it into practice in our lives. So at the end of our call this morning, for those of you who are serious about this journey, I'll give you another opportunity to get more help from me personally. And I'll also have a special gift for you. So I'd like to tell you a little bit more about myself at this point, for those of you who don't know me, and how I got into coaching. I've been married for 42 years and have been a licensed marriage and family therapist for 20. July 1st actually was my 20th anniversary. Can't believe it. Time has flown by so quickly. Well, of that time, I've been a certified Imago relationship therapist for couples and singles. And that's been for about 18 years. And it's probably the most challenging of all the specialties I could have ever chosen. In fact, because it is such a challenging specialty, I'm respected as the go-to relationship therapist here in Fresno, where I live and practice. As a result, I've worked with over 1,000 singles and couples in my 27-year total career, helping them find, create, and keep the relationship of their dreams. In addition, I really feel called to work with couples and singles. But while very rewarding, I've really become frustrated with the therapy field, with insurance companies dictating what I can and cannot do with people in my office, and most importantly, its complete focus on mental illness. But because I love this work, I have decided to transition out of doing therapy so I can offer more services to singles and couples without the stigma of my clients having to have a diagnosis of a mental disorder on their medical records forever. Most people are not aware that this is what happens when you go to therapy, and especially when your insurance is billed. So, without further ado, let's talk about today's topic, the myth of happily ever after. And what you're going to learn on this morning's call is what the fairy tales are that you've grown up with that will actually keep you from becoming a dream partner and will ultimately destroy your relationship. And I'm going to teach you that nature has a hidden agenda, yes, a hidden agenda for your relationship. And guess what? It's not what you probably are thinking. Also, why romantic love must end, and why the power struggle is absolutely necessary for nature's agenda to be accomplished. Also, what the most important thing is that you have to do in your relationship to get through that power struggle. And finally, if you do all this, how you can also begin the journey to the relationship of your dreams. I really have a lot of information to cover today, probably more than usual, so I hope I can get through it in all the hour get through it all in the hour that we have. I want to start by telling you what the two most destructive relationship myths are in that we have learned throughout our lives. So, since you were a child, you have been programmed in our society to learn first, all you have to do is fall in love with the right partner, and second, then you will live happily ever after. If you think about it, every love song, every romance novel, every chick flick, every fairy tale, most television shows, and everything around us teaches us this belief since we were those little children. So of course we're going to believe it. And it sets us up for failure because it's simply not true. Just understand that when you believe these two myths and they don't occur, you will either keep leaving your relationships or you will keep inflicting pain on each other until you've both emotionally beaten each other to a bloody pulp. The fact is that all relationships go through at least two stages, and if you become competent in relationship skills and knowledge, you will go through up to six more before you hit the last one, which is real love. And this morning I'm going to cover all these stages and a few of them in detail. So let's start with the first stage. It's the fun one, romantic love. You know, almost everybody knows what romantic love feels like. In fact, people commonly mistaken this stage for the real deal. They fall in love and think it will remain like this forever. But romantic love includes several phases, including first, attraction, where you feel chemistry for the other person and want to meet them or get to know them. I'll talk more about chemistry in a future call when I talk about how we actually select our perfect partner. You won't want to miss that one. So if there's good chemistry, we start attaching to that partner. We want to be together all the time. We absolutely can't stand being apart from each other. We want to talk on the phone, text, or Skype when we can't be together in the same place. Then, at some point, as we start becoming physical, including just kissing, and even more intense when you become sexual, we begin to bond with each other. Then what we do is start looking for everything we have in common with each other, how we're just alike, whether it's true or not, including silly things. And then we begin to believe how amazing it is that we are so much alike. Let me give you an example, a personal example. Larry and I bonded with each other over the fact that both of our fathers were named Leland. We thought that was such a sign because other than Leland Stanford, we had never heard of anyone else named Leland. So our relationship must have been meant to be. I hope you can relate to that feeling. Then when I learned that Larry went backpacking every summer, I decided that I would love backpacking too. So even though I'd never been anything but camping and never been really backpacking, it sounded wonderfully romantic to me. Additionally, Larry really thought he would love symphony concerts. I played in a concert orchestra because he liked music in general. Well, we both had a very rude awakening waiting for us down the road of our relationship. So back to romantic love. As we bond, we experience euphoric pleasure with each other. In fact, we love everything about this person, including habits which we find are not so lovable later on. At this time, though, we think how cute it is that they do these little behaviors. But even more important than those cute little behaviors, we are meeting all of each other's deepest needs, which we have always yearned to have met, but never were. Again, a rude awakening shortly awaits us around the corner of this incredible journey. Finally, the last phase of romantic love is the exhilarating hope that at last we have found a perfect partner who will unconditionally love us and meet our needs forever. Nothing will change, and no amount of warning from family or friends will ever convince us that anything will be different. We are completely amazed with this person, and they cannot see, our family and friends cannot see what we can see in our lover. But again, it's all about to come to an earth-shattering halt. Once we're committed as a couple, and once one of us feels secure in the relationship, that partner will take a tiny step, or maybe even a big step, backwards. You will relax and think that you don't have to meet your partner's needs quite so often or quite so perfectly. You will think you don't have to read your partner's mind, but your expectation is that they will continue to meet your needs forever. Then it happens. Our needs are not met, and we are devastated. When you stop meeting your partner's needs, they stop meeting yours. And we feel hurt and disappointed that our lover has stopped unconditionally meeting every one of our needs. What you don't realize is it wasn't unconditional at all. So in reaction, we start using anger and coercion to get our needs met. But when that doesn't work, we stop meeting their important needs almost altogether. And then, of course, they act the same way towards us because relationships are always reciprocal. Whatever you do, your partner does back. And whatever your partner does, you do back. So the second stage of the power struggle, the second stage or the power struggle, has officially begun. What you don't realize in romantic love is that nature has literally anesthetized your brain with some very powerful natural drugs or hormones. These hormones are oxytocin and phenylalanine. Now, if you've ever nursed a baby, you know about oxytocin. In fact, it happens during sex, and it's released during childbirth. And these are released into your brain when you experience physical pleasure with each other, causing you to bond just like a nursing mother bonds to her newborn baby. In effect, that bonding created an illusion that you are the same, literally an illusion that you are the same. You only think that you chose your amazing partner, but in fact, your unconscious has chosen a partner who is perfectly and totally incompatible with you. What a trick. Wow. Additionally, for right now, they're also least capable of meeting your needs. Least capable of meeting your needs. Oh my gosh. You do not know that in romantic love. Because in romantic love, you both are putting your best foot forward, trying to hook each other. You're both gifting each other by meeting each other's needs, which makes you tolerant of all of the little problems and mistakes. The old saying that love is blind is true. But Unfortunately, it's only blind to your conscious, or maybe I should say fortunately, as you will learn later, because your unconscious knows exactly what it is doing. You see, nature has an agenda, a hidden agenda, to pair you with a perfect partner, quote unquote, for your social, emotional, psychological, and spiritual healing and growth. In fact, there may be other areas in your life that need healing and growth as well. But nature is only interested in healing and growth, because if you're not healing or growing, you're dying. The sad story is that in order for healing and growth to begin, romantic love has to end. You know, in romantic love, you're both blind to your wounds and to things like your lost or denied selves. When you're in romantic love, you can't even feel the pain that is required for you to become aware of those issues. I like to say that if romantic love anesthetizes you, putting you to sleep so you'll bond and make a commitment with this perfect partner who's least capable of meeting your needs and perfectly and totally incompatible, then the power struggle definitely wakes you up. So you might be saying to yourself, who cares about healing and growth, Carol? Why not just do romantic love over and over again? You know, fall in love, fall out of love, break up, and fall in love with someone new, then fall out of love, break up again, endlessly. We can just be in romantic love forever. Who cares about healing and growth? Well, some people actually do that, and we have a word for it. It's called serial monogamy. But let me tell you, as much as that sounds really great, let me tell you the problem with serial monogamy. You know that every time you end a relationship when romantic love wears off, the next romantic love stage will be shorter, and then shorter, and then shorter, until you become so cynical after many of these short relationships and after romantic love wears off that eventually you will finally have no romantic love at all. It's impossible because you know what the outcome is going to be sooner or later. So pretty soon you enter a new relationship knowing that this is going to end within weeks or months. Okay, let's look more closely at the power struggle. The power struggle is the second stage of all relationships. Yes, all relationships. And usually where most end in this day and age. So to recap how it begins, once you've had sex or gotten engaged or moved in together or you've married, had babies, bought a home, created debt, you know, all that stuff. In other words, you've made a serious commitment. At that point, you know, you're kind of trapped in the relationship. You begin to have an expectation that your partner will continue to meet your needs. But as I said earlier, one of you begins to feel secure first and then relaxes about meeting the other partner's needs. You then become disillusioned as your partner eventually no longer meets your needs much at all. So you first become frustrated and then hurt and then afraid and finally angry. And you eventually try to get your needs met through coercion, criticism, nagging, complaining, yelling, and all of those really poor relationship skills. I should say unrelationship skills. All of those which only lead to more frustration, more hurt, and they create a vicious cycle in your relationship. Then, as you reach the inevitable impasse, you begin to think that you made a terrible mistake. Finally, one day, you awaken to find that you are sleeping with a stranger. Some people do this literally, and I remember doing this. I woke up from a deep sleep facing my partner, Larry, and realizing, who is this person I am married to? It was surreal. I felt like I had woken up from a dream and was married for my life to somebody I didn't even know. The horrible truth is, well, first of all, you think that they've changed, or worse, they've tricked you. But the horrible truth is, you only thought you were two lovers. But in fact, you were both only two lovees. In other words, you were both expecting the other to forever and unconditionally meet your needs without expecting to have to do the same in return. I think when most people think about that, they see how kind of absurd that is. But it's how we feel in romantic love. And so it's important to realize that the power struggle is not only normal and natural, but a necessary process to usher in healing and growth. As I said before, when you're in romantic love, you can't feel the pain that is required for you to become aware of your wounds and those areas of your needed growth. In my opinion, society has made a terrible mistake in making incompatibility or irreconcilable differences the grounds for divorce, because nature seems to have made incompatibility the grounds for marriage. Opposites always attract. Nature always uses conflict, challenge, or adversity to create growth. Just think of how a weightlifter builds muscles. Think how the heart pumps blood through the body with blood pressure, and how a sailboat is pushed forward with the wind against its sails. There are many, many, many examples where growth or an opposite pressure or adversity or an opposite pressure will create growth or movement forward. Your partner will always ask for you to meet their needs, which heals their wounds. And because it's something you're not used to doing, and you'll never be used to doing it, it's going to require you to stretch and grow. In romantic love, you do it because you feel so open and expansive and safe and wonderful, and because they're doing the same. So it feels very natural. It really opens you up to that inner true self that you naturally truly are. And so in Imago, though, we have a saying that conflict is merely growth trying to happen. So that romantic love cannot sustain itself. Those drugs cannot stay in your brain forever. Just like an addiction, it takes more and more, and pretty soon there isn't enough. So romantic love has to end, and the power struggle must begin for growth, healing and growth to occur. So the next stage is extremely crucial in making the difference between being successful in your relationship or ending it. And that stage is commitment, or more accurately, recommitment. At some point, you made some kind of commitment to become engaged, to move in, get married, have kids, etc. And while this kind of commitment is wonderful, this level of commitment by itself only propels you into the power struggle. Alone, it isn't enough to get you through the power struggle and to the other side. You must recommit on a much deeper level. So what does that mean? Well, recommitment involves a commitment to do the work. It involves committing to the relationship as a place for healing and growth, and to stay on the journey. No flashes in the pan. Most important, it requires you to be conscious or intentional in relationship, meaning that instead of being reactive, you know that you are alone responsible to make choices and decisions that are independent of your partner's reactivity and that are in the relationship's best interest. In other words, you have to kind of go up against that natural reciprocity that occurs. You have to break out of that and do what you know is in the relationship's best interest, regardless of what your partner is doing. So when you recommit on that deeper level, simultaneously making a commitment to gain the knowledge and skills required for a successful relationship and learning how to connect and create safety for your partner, you will learn who you really are and who your partner really is. And that is that you are both wounded and you are two different people, extremely different, totally opposite people, with two different sets of experiences and two different realities that are both important to the relationship. They both can exist side by side, however, without having to diminish the other. When you can do that, you will begin to experience transformation of yourself and your relationship, and that will lead to an awakening to the full potential of your relationship as that healing and growth occurs and to the potential that each of you truly has within the relationship. At that point, your impasse will dissolve and you will attain real love. So what is real love then? I like to say that romantic love is like a preview of coming attractions. According to Greg Bayer, author of the book entitled Real Love, and Bayer is spelled B-A-E-R, it is caring about the happiness, and I would add the well-being, of another person without any thought for what we might get for ourselves. It's also real love when the other person cares about our happiness unconditionally. Now, this is different from codependency. I just want to make this clear because a lot of people confuse this definition with codependency. This is different because where your agenda in codependency is trying to make someone love you. And by the way, I think everybody in this society, in our society, is codependent. So there, your agenda is trying to make someone love you. And it often comes from a place of emptiness. And it results in a form of self-abuse, as well as potentially being abusive, at least emotionally abusive, to your partner when it doesn't work. Both partners are often incapable of real love, at least in that current state they're in. So no, real love is about being empathic with each other, respecting each other, and being trustworthy, as well as trusting each other. It's about having the courage to do the sometimes terrifying work of stretching and growing in the relationship and meeting each other's deepest needs. This work continues to create the conditions for healing and growth in both of you. Again, awakening the potential of each of you individually and as a couple and of your relationship. It is a journey of becoming safe and passionate best friends and experiencing joyful aliveness both alone and in each other's presence. So I've covered really a lot of material and I've given you a lot of information that might have totally challenged some of your beliefs about relationships. And I noticed that some of you only just barely tuned in, and this call is recorded so you can go back and listen to this part of it. So I'm going to open up the call right now if you have some questions or if you'd like to make any comments. And so, as usual, just press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to do that. Or you may also chat me a question through your dashboard if you're logged in. And remember, that link is on your reminder email that you received either late last night or early this morning. So just let me know if you have a question. I know several of you are just tuning in, so I'm sorry you missed the whole content. But you know, maybe there will be some questions that will help you to learn something about what we've been talking about, and it is recorded. So press number one if you have a question or a comment. Romantic love, the power struggle, first romantic love, then the power struggle. Then the next stage is knowledge. I'm sorry, recommitment, then knowledge. Okay, then transformation. Finally, real love. There's a couple of others in there too. So those of you who are on the call for the whole thing, if you have any comments, you want to share what your something that you learned that you didn't know before, most significant piece of learning for you. Just press number one. Everybody's always a little shy. Going once. I'd love to know if anybody learned anything new. I know the first time I heard this, it was amazing. I had no idea. Going twice. Okay, I guess you guys are all just taking it in. So I want to tell you, I earlier talked about how knowledge is one thing and implementation is another, and I'm going to offer you a gift at the end of our call. But we all know how challenging it is to make changes on your own. So some of you may want more of what I've been sharing with you. And for you, I want to remind you of my Keeping the Love You Find Singles workshop. This is the most transformational, amazing workshop I have ever seen for singles. It was originally developed by Harville Hendricks, PhD, who wrote the book Getting the Love You Want and Keeping the Love You Find. And prior to, those are, by the way, national bestsellers, prior to his retiring, he was on Oprah very often. I think he's been on Oprah over 20 times. And Oprah called him on her show her favorite therapist. And she also credits him with saving her relationship. Now, this workshop is presented internationally, but I actually am the only Keeping the Love You Find workshop presenter, presenting workshops actively north of Southern California. I think the closest one is in Pasadena, and there's one in San Diego. And I'm the only one all the way up to Calgary, Canada, to the north, and New York to the east. So this really makes me very sad, actually, because this is an amazing workshop, but as a community of Imago therapists, we're not very good marketers, and we've not been able to get the word out to singles, because the singles who do come to this workshop are just really amazed by the end of the weekend. And so we really have not done a good job getting this information, and so it's my mission to get this out, and that's why I do these teleseminars and all these different things, because it's very important material for singles to learn. And the parallel workshop for couples, Getting the Love You Want, is also really important. And it's much more popular. But you know, singles in general, most singles really don't realize that this is what they need to learn. And most singles just want to go to the match sites, the dating sites, and the different events in their community, and they want to meet people and fall in love because, again, they're operating under this false pretense that romantic love is what's supposed to happen. And that's pretty easy to do. It's pretty easy, you know, really to find somebody to fall in love with. For most people, there are some people who have a hard time with that, but we deal with that in the workshop. But I want to let you know that if you keep doing that, you'll keep getting the same results. That's kind of a law of nature. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, Einstein said, you'll keep getting the same results. So I want to let you know that my last workshop for this year is coming up in October, specifically October 26th through 28th. And I'm holding it in a spectacular vacation home in the heart of San Francisco. So this is just a beautiful home, and it's in a beautiful vacation. And October is the best month to be in San Francisco. There's almost never any rain. It's usually blue skies, although it could be crisp, but it's usually beautiful. Sometimes it's warm with their Indian summers they have up there. It's beautiful. And this home has just been fully remodeled. So let me tell you what you're going to gain from attending this workshop. First, you'll have the opportunity to meet and connect and make friends with other like-minded singles for a whole weekend. I just had my workshop last weekend up at Shaver, and everybody became very close. They all exchanged contact information, and, you know, they all were hugging each other and sad to leave, and, oh, we've got to stay in connection. We had one person there from Korea. And so we were all saying, okay, well, when you come back to the United States, let us know so we can get together. So another thing that you'll learn is how to identify and break through your negative relationship patterns. If you'll start looking at your relationships, you'll see that you've got patterns that are similar from one to the other. And so you're going to learn where these came from and how to break them. You'll also find out how your brain sabotages you, which, by the way, we're going to talk about next week. But you'll learn a secret way to stop it. And you'll discover some little-known keys to overcome your relationship failures. Now, this next one sounds kind of scary, but it's really necessary. During that weekend, you're going to say goodbye to the ghosts of your ex-partners that haunt your relationships and keep you stuck in the past. They literally do haunt your relationships, and you don't know it. You're going to practice a method of communication that literally attracts people to you, that make them just charmed by you. And you're going to uncover secrets to a juicy, enduring love. You're going to also create your own attraction action plan. Now, some of you are in my relationship success training for singles, and you're starting an attraction action plan there, but you can continue it. It's a little bit different than the attraction action plan from the rests class. But this one will allow you to attract your dream partner. And finally, and probably most important, you're going to have fun, enjoy laughter, and play. Plus so much more. I can't even tell you everything else. Now, I love this workshop. And like I said, it's my mission to get this out to the world. And so I really want to make this as affordable as possible for you. So I offer a number of discounts to help reduce the tuition. And by the way, I should just let you know that many workshops that you go to of this caliber, and it's about 2.5 days. It's from 6 p.m. Friday night to 7 p.m. Friday night to 6 p.m. Sunday night. And so most workshops like this are well over $500 for a weekend like that, and sometimes you can pay up to $1,000 for a workshop like this. So I want you to stay tuned until the end of this call to see how you can attend this workshop for as little as $272. And the normal price for this workshop is $497. So that's almost half off. I think it's like, what, $25 short of being half off. So here's my discounts. First, and by the way, these are all on the website I'll give you at the end of this. So first, my 60-day early bird discount is $100, and that's good until August 27th. So you have some time to think about it and get your schedule lined up and maybe line up babysitters if you have children or whatever you need to do. August 27th is the deadline for that discount. It's a 60-day, and I always have that. But on top of that, I also offer a $25 buddy discount if you bring a friend. If you have another single friend who is interested in learning this material and practicing some of these things and, you know, really getting deep into relationship success, then invite your friends and you'll each get a $25 buddy discount. So that would be $25 for you and $25 for your friend. But I want you to know that this is actually the last workshop that's going to include the 6 months of free group telecoaching. You've heard me talk about this before. But this group telecoaching, so it's on the phone, in other words, is to help support you in following through on the attraction action plan that you're creating in this workshop. It also helps you to complete it because in that weekend, it would probably take another full day to really complete that attraction action plan. I was thinking maybe of making another day for people to come just to really work, like a work day on that. But for now, we have the group telecoaching for you to complete and follow through on that. So we support each other. You can talk about your different struggles you're having, clarify different steps in your plan, different goals you have and so forth, and the steps to reach those goals. So that alone is a saving of $600 right there. If I charged my full fee, it would actually be $1,200, but I give a little discount because it's a group, and so it's $600. And so if you know you want to attend this workshop already, if you know that this is something you want to do, I will be happy to give you an additional $50 discount if you register by midnight Sunday night. And so for more details and to register, the website is simply keeptheloveyoufind.com. Keeptheloveyoufind.com. It's on pretty much every email I send you. If you look down at the bottom of those emails where I say, begin the journey to the relationship of your dreams, right under that, one of those links will say, Keeping the Love You Find Workshop. So finally, I told you earlier that I'd have a gift for you at the end of our call. And the good news is I'm also going to tell you how to get the last $50 discount off the workshop by taking advantage of this free gift. Now, this is the 45-minute Dream Partner Strategy Session, which you've heard me talk about because I think all of you have been on this call before. There may be a new one or two. But this is the 45-minute Dream Partner Strategy Session. And it's the first step of creating your map to the relationship of your dreams, to the journey to the relationship of your dreams. And I usually charge $150 for individual coaching. And so my 45-minute Dream Partner Strategy Session is usually $150. But I am offering this at no charge to all of our listeners on this call just for showing up live to, you know, one call live. Now, this strategy session is for you if you want a more personalized plan to attract your dream partner. I will give you some personalized tips or strategies to help you attract your dream partner. And if you want help identifying your vision for a dream partner, and finally, if you want to take the first action step to begin this journey to the relationship of your dreams, it's really helpful, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback on it. So let me tell you now how to get that last $50 discount, which will, if you take advantage of all these discounts, that will get you the workshop for $272 instead of $497. But for those who participate in the free strategy session and fill out the feedback form that I will send you after our session by email, because I send you a summary. So that's another thing that you have, is you have a written summary of everything we talked about and then some. I go into a lot more detail in the written form. I also offer this discount coupon, $50 discount coupon, towards any workshop, any private coaching session, any program, package, or class that I offer. So all you have to do is fill out this short feedback survey at the end of our session, and it will give you a code to enter for that discount. So get a pen and jot down this website where you can schedule your Dream Partner Strategy session with me through the month of August. If you need it later, that's fine. I can do September too. Just email me, but I have my August availability listed on this calendar. It's just simply meetme.meetme.so/, and my name, Carol A. Anderson. So meetme.meetme.so/ Carol A. Anderson, and that's Anderson with an O-N. If anybody needs me to repeat that during the last little bit of our call, just press 1 and I'll repeat it. Or you can stay on the call afterwards. I'll unmute everyone here in a minute. So I hope to see you on August 25th for our next discussion in the series called Why Relationships Are So Hard, where you're going to learn who's really running the show in your relationships underneath the surface. And you're going to discover how your brain is hardwired to sabotage all your relationships. And you're going to learn the two non-relational character types that create conflict and which one you probably are. And finally, what the secrets are to outwit that hardwiring that nature gives you. And of course, always more. So again, I want to thank you for being on the call this morning. And don't forget to sign up for your free 45-minute Dream Partner Strategy session. And if you want to do that workshop, sign up for that before Sunday night. And remember, your dream partner is waiting for you. And I look forward to hearing from you very soon. If you have questions, I'm going to unmute all of you right now. You are unmuted. So if anybody has a last-minute question you want to throw at me, or if you just want to hang on until everybody else is gone, I'll tell you when, if you're the last person on the call. If I don't mention it, means there's still another person on the call. But if you have a question you want to ask me privately, I'll just hang on the line. So the mic is open to everyone. Any questions before we end?
The question I have is, if you know what your needs are, and the next person who shows up in your life, should you be going ding, 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 red alert? Okay, I know I need to be heard. I know I have these certain things. So if I suddenly see myself feeling romantically attracted, back away. Back away, run the other way, red alert.
You know somebody who is
quite opposite to that.
You know, that's a great point. And thank you, because I didn't cover this part in the talk. I was really worried I'd run out of time. But that's a great question, because here's the deal. Anybody that you have an instant chemistry with before you've even talked to them, or even just they've opened their mouth, that probably is, if it's really not just chemistry, but it's like, whoa, you know, real chemistry, that might be a red flag. I wouldn't exclude them immediately from your life, but one of the things we're doing in the Relationship Success Training, which a couple of you are on this call from that class, is that we're learning how to screen out those people. And that's really kind of the value of that class is even though you may be like madly head over heels in love with them, mm-hmm. you're learning like which ones are really the red flags, which ones are the deal breakers, you know, that, and you have to know that. And even though you know your needs, once you get into relationships or a relationship where it starts getting into the power struggle, really the truth is you hate your needs. You may think you know your needs. You may think, yes, but there are many needs you hate, and some of the ones you know about, you'll end up hating when you get into that vulnerability of the relationship. And the thing is you won't have chemistry at all for someone that isn't this, what we call the imago match. And we're going to talk about that more in detail. I think that's the September call.
So it'll be a calmer kind of interaction. You'll actually be more.
You might be bored.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If you're bored, they probably, well, you know, the chemistry can grow. And so if you find somebody you enjoy being with, but you don't have that woohoo chemistry, you know, that really lightning fireworks going off, you know, just stay with them and see what turns out. But you know, for you to really make a commitment, you know, you're not going to just marry somebody that you don't fall in love with, unless there's really something wrong with you. You know, like you're really desperate, you're willing to take anybody. But hopefully that's not true. Because actually, what I tell singles and couples is that you'll always pick, project, or provoke somebody to be what we call the imago match, which is the person that you have the chemistry with, and you'll go through this process of calling each other to healing and wholeness and the growth. And in some way, there's like really no avoiding it. Even in cultures where they have matched marriages, arranged marriages, it'll still happen. The main thing I'd say is you want to avoid the people that are not willing to be on that growth path. That's really what's, I think, more important, because if somebody is like dangerous for you to be with, they might have a personality disorder, they might be a con artist, and they know how to trigger this chemistry in people. They know how to wine and dine you and send you, you know, a room full of roses. And this kind of overselling of themselves is a huge red flag. And so with all our online dating, we have to be very cautious. And if somebody is doing that, if they're moving too fast, if they're just coming on too strong, you know that's really a serious problem. And very likely they're going to be abusive. I would be very leery of that, very leery. I mean, I think if you think about it, you know what the red flags would be. But that chemistry is going to happen. And the more intense your chemistry is with another person, the more of a perfect imago match, or, you know, like the opposites attract, is like they are perfect. The more perfect they are for you, that's going to be the most intense relationship you've ever been in. And it's going to result in the most fighting and going to be really that kind of drama all the time relationship. So
the problem is when you're with somebody, I mean, until I got involved in imago 3 years ago, I had no idea that the purpose of a relationship was to heal and grow. The person you're running into would look at you, you know, probably strangely if you were to say, well, Kate, being through a long-term marriage or something, and what have you learned? You know, have you healed?
I know.
And they might look and go, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, what have you learned? Exactly.
Yeah.
In the relationship success training class, we're going to be learning how to do what I call a stealth interview. We're going to be learning that concept and creating our own stealth interviews based on our requirements, needs, and wants in a relationship.
But as you've been healing and growing whatever your unconscious needs were, then you shouldn't really be needing to have this next person meet your need, perhaps. because you understand it and you try to learn to meet it for yourself. Is that not the case?
No, it's not the case.
Oh, it's
sorry.
Not the case. Oh.
You know, you can meet some of your own needs, but your deepest needs, the ones that were not met in childhood, that
being attracted to somebody who has to meet my most, you know, the deepest need.
Yeah,
that will keep showing up. Whereas I sort of thought that if, you know, understanding it and then learning to meet it for myself, rather than expecting the other person to meet it.
Think about if you gave yourself a hug.
Yeah. Yeah,
you wrap your arms around yourself and you, oh, I love me so much. Oh, you know, I mean, how rewarding and fulfilling is that? You know, not much. And that's kind of a symbol of what it's like. You just can't meet many of your needs. I mean, like I said, you can meet some of them, yes, but those aren't the ones that really matter.
You know, what it says in that book, you know, I mean, it's reasonable needs. If you have to cajole, harangue, or, you know, your partner within an inch of their life, then that's maybe that's an over need if you have to.
Well, see, again, I would be suspicious of thinking you have an over need, like you're needy. I would suspect that you might just be, you know, disowning that need. So that you really do have a need, but your partner is sort of stunted in that area of their life, and that's what you're going to find is.
Yeah, well, I did. You know, I mean, it's just like the fuser, the isolator. I'm the fuser.
Uh-huh.
He was the isolator, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The one with the passive aggressive traits.
Yeah, like dad.
I don't like mom.
Oh, like mom. Okay.
Actually, we both married our mothers. That was what happened.
Yeah. Thank you for asking that question so we could get a little more information in there, too. So you got a little preview of, okay, bye-bye.